Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
When you think of early newspapers, you think of the images and sounds of the paperboy trying to sell his papers.
Extra, extra, we all about it.
But Minnesota's newspaper history includes some things often overlooked, like the fact that at one point the state had nearly 100 black newspapers. These publications came about when Samuel Cornish and John Brown Russworm, two abolitionists in the South, published Freedom's Journal in 1827. Black newspapers then quickly spread to the rest of the country. But as Dwight Scott from the Minnesota Historical Society notes, Minnesota's black presses stood out from the rest.
Part of it had to do with the population, the African-American population. St. Paul and Minneapolis in the 1870s, 1880s, largely more literate population than other African-American populations in particularly southern states. With the Western Appeal, it was mentioned that it was to be an instrument for advice and criticism and justice.
Minnesota's black papers remain robust. In fact, the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder is one of the oldest African-American newspapers in the country.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.